Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Did you know the United States has threatened to withhold foreign aid to countries which they consider, quote-unquote, discriminate against homosexuals? This would, of course, include most African nations. In addition to that threat, increasingly under the Obama administration, we have seen U.S. embassies in foreign countries participate in gay, quote-unquote, gay pride events. In May, the U.S. embassy in Bulgaria issued a news release stating that that embassy in Bulgaria, the U.S. embassy in Bulgaria, would join the British, German, French, and Swiss embassies in announcing the start of the Sophia Pride International Film Series in honor of Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, which is celebrated in June. It goes on and says, the series features one movie selected by each of the five sponsoring embassies and aims to promote acceptance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in Bulgaria by examining the different issues and challenges which members of the LGBT community face in today's world. And also says that all the films will include Bulgarian subtitles. In the case of the U.S. Embassy, they chose to show the film Milk. Now, that's only one example. Tomorrow, the U.S. Embassy in Prague will be participating in the quote-unquote Gay Pride Parade. Now, my guest today is Don Federer. He's the Communications Director for the World Congress of Families and also the editor of World Congress of Families News. Thanks, Don, for being with us.
Thank you, Diane. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, we'll just start at the beginning. What is the World Congress of Families?
The World Congress of Families, Diane, was started in Moscow, as Alan Carlson, our founder and international secretary, likes to say, in a frigid apartment in Moscow in January of 1995. We've had six congresses to date. The first congress was in Prague in 1997, the second in Geneva, 1999, the third in Mexico City, 2004, the fourth in Warsaw in 2007, the fifth in Amsterdam in 2009, and then this past May, we had our sixth World Congress of Families in Madrid, and we have a congress coming up next year in Sydney, Australia. That'll be our seventh, and we may have a congress the following year in Moscow. The World Congress of Families, Diane, it's a coalition of pro-life, pro-family groups all over the world. We have a number of partners. Partners are organizations that have special relationship with the Congress, if you will. We have partners in over a dozen countries, including some of the largest pro-life, pro-family organizations in the United States. Mm-hmm. For instance, the American Family Association, as you know, mm-hmm. is one of our partners, along with Alliance Defending Freedom, formerly the Alliance Defense Fund, Americans United for Life, Concerned Women for America.
So it's a coalition of different groups representing from here in the U.S. plus around the world.
That's right. Well, it's you know, that's part of it, Diane. It's a bit larger than that. Mm-hmm. But basically, we're an effort to bring together pro-life and pro-family groups internationally to form an international pro-family movement.
Okay. So international pro-family movement is the goal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing the beginnings of this.
Oh, yeah. And you say this basically started in a cold apartment in Moscow back in 95. And I find it very interesting that Russia is, when it comes to the homosexual issue especially, they are stronger in opposing that than the U.S. is. And that's really like, wow.
Yes, they are. Very traditional society,
mm-hmm.
and they take culture seriously, unlike Americans.
Yeah.
That punk rock band that
invaded
the Orthodox Church, the cathedral,
yeah.
They were just sentenced to 2 years in prison,
yeah.
which may seem a bit excessive. On the other hand, they take the desecration of churches and other religious institutions very seriously. We don't, unless, of course, it's a mosque.
Right.
You know, for whatever their faults, the Russians have to be given credit for standing with the forces of the decency and godliness.
Now, is this
opposing,
most... Go ahead.
In opposing the homosexualist mm-hmm. onslaught.
Now, is this mostly since the fall of communism there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Since the fall of communism.
Right.
Correct.
But it's really, to compare Russia, which bans gay pride parades, and comparing them to the U.S. and how we have capitulated, how we have embraced this whole concept of quote-unquote gay rights. It's just, to me, it's shocking, the comparison.
Well, it is shocking, and you know, it's one of many ways in which the Obama administration, I think, is doing irreparable harm to America's standing in the world, and also to the Judeo-Christian ethic. Of course, the president would maintain that the Judeo-Christian ethic has nothing to do with America.
Yeah, he's said numerous times that we are not a Christian nation. Never was a Christian nation.
Yes, and you know, you have to be either totally ignorant of history, or else
determined to redefine America. Yeah, determined to redefine who America is.
Well, which of course is what he's doing.
Is what his goal is, absolutely. And as I mentioned during the intro, in May, the U.S. Embassy in Bulgaria was involved in the gay pride parade there, and there was a group of pro-family, they used a different term, but there's a group of pro-family folks who sent a letter to, I believe, to the White House, who opposed the U.S. Embassy's involvement in that. So, as you're saying, there is the beginning, or there's the starts of an international pro-family movement, which we definitely need that, because we see so many countries who are falling to or bowing to under the pressure of homosexual activists when they're calling for their so-called human rights on this. And I found it interesting that the World Congress of Families, one of the things is that you are seeking to, if I'm understanding this right, seeking to uphold Article 16, Paragraph 3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Well, I don't think our leadership letter is really just about upholding Article 16, although we do mention Article 16, which is quite important, as well as the preceding article, which says that men and women of full age have a right to marry and found a family. If I can get into this a bit for your listeners, Diane, we circulated a leadership letter, which you signed, opposing the U.S. Embassy's participation in the Prague, quote-unquote, gay pride parade that's coming up tomorrow.
Right.
The letter was signed by 121 leaders from the United States, Canada, Mexico, Venezuela, Spain, Italy, the United Kingdom, Russia, Australia, and so on. I think people are rightly outraged by this, Diane, that, you know, the United States, I mean, the Czech Republic is a Catholic country. Again, traditional society.
Right.
And, you know, the Obama people are always whining about cultural imperialism, how Americans shouldn't force their values on other people, except the homosexual agenda.
Exactly.
It's okay to force that on traditional societies. Mm-hmm. And the United States is doing it all over the world.
Yeah.
As you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton issued a directive last December to the effect that promoting gay rights abroad is now one of America's foreign policy priorities, which makes sense, of course. We can't stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything about terrorism. You know, we can't.
So let's push the gay agenda on
everybody. Yeah, let's push the gay. That's you know, that's something great that we can succeed at. At any rate, the letter protests the United States government's participation in this homosexual march. It mentions the fact, by the way, or alludes to the fact, that the gay agenda is a stalking horse for gay marriage. And despite the fact that the Obama administration has made this a priority of our foreign policy establishment, same-sex marriage has been rejected 32 times on state referendums.
Yeah, right, and here in the U.S., absolutely.
Here in the United States, every time it's appeared on a ballot, most recently, I believe, North Carolina, in early May, it's been soundly rejected. In other words, all of these states have passed marriage protection amendments defining marriage in the only way marriage can be defined.
Exactly. Which totally debunks the polling that supposedly shows that over half of the U.S. citizens support homosexual marriage.
Yes, debunking. No, as political pundits like to say, there's only one poll that matters, and
it's a poll
that's the poll that takes place when you go to vote.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know that here on the first page it says the Madrid of this letter you're referring to. It says that the Madrid Declaration of World Congress of Families 6, which was earlier this year in May, which was unanimously adopted by more than 3,200 delegates from 72 countries, provides in part, quote, "We affirm the natural family to be the union of a man and a woman through marriage for the purposes of sharing love and joy, propagating children, providing their moral education, building a vital home economy, offering security in times of trouble, and binding the generations," unquote. And like you're saying, what Obama's doing with the gay rights thing, pushing it on the states, or on the countries rather, is he's attempting to lay the groundwork for the legalization of same-sex marriage around the world. That's the ultimate goal.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, over the objections, by the way, of the American people, but, you know, it's certainly nothing new for the Obama administration to trample the will
of the people,
of the American people.
Absolutely.
Right, roughshod over it.
And how many, you know, and how many Americans even know this is taking place? Because it's not being covered by the mainstream media. And so how many people know, how many Americans know that tomorrow the U.S. Embassy in Prague will be participating in the Gay Pride Parade? And that in May, the U.S. Embassy in Bulgaria did the same thing.
That's right. And the United States Embassy in Latvia just a few weeks ago took part in a so-called Gay Pride Parade in Riga, capital of Latvia. So this is something that's going on all over the world.
Yeah. It is, and it's frightening that this is taking place without American, the majority of Americans even knowing about it. So the Obama administration is able to get away with it without any type of repercussions. He doesn't have to, and not that that would matter to him, because as you're saying, he's many, many, many times ignored what the American people want and go ahead and does what he wants to do, no matter what the Americans think. But this is, to me, this is beyond comprehension that they go into these, as you mentioned, the Czech Republic is a Catholic country, but yet they want to push this immoral lifestyle on them.
Yes, and again, Diane, these are the people who say that it's wrong for America to interfere with the cultures of other countries. You know, if the Saudis want to stone women to death, well, we may not like it, but we can't object to it.
Yeah.
That's their culture, that's their religion. But when it comes to pushing the gay rights agenda, all of that just flies out the window. And, you know, then we have a moral obligation, as our Secretary of State so inanely said, gay rights are human rights.
We hear that more and more, yeah.
I mean, absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should, actually, I guess next time we hear that, we should ask for documentation on that. Because even the United Nations doesn't, nowhere in their documents do they say that?
The United Nations has never specifically recognized gay rights or gay marriage in any document, any official document. There are certain agencies of the United Nations that are promoting the gay agenda abroad, but in terms of official documents from the General Assembly or UN treaties, not one over the course of 60 or 70 years has officially recognized gay rights as a human right.
Most people do not understand, and neither do I understand the how large the UN is. As far as, you know, you're saying that no official documents recognize gay rights nor recognize same-sex so-called marriage, but some of the committees have, like subcommittees have.
There are committees that are United Nations bureaucracies and committees.
Okay.
That are promoting the gay agenda.
Okay, so
I don't even like using the word gay.
Wow, I know.
It's a corruption of a word that used to mean happy or carefree.
Yeah.
I prefer homosexual, and of course the gay lobby hates
that.
The word homosexual because it's too explicit.
Yeah, it's too truthful as to the description of their lifestyle.
Exactly.
I know that. They do not like that word, but it's what it is. But when you talk about the world Congress of Families, and we're looking at, I believe there's over 60 nations that are involved.
Well, at our last Congress, I'm not sure I could go that far, but our last Congress in Madrid, there were people, pro-life activists, mm-hmm. leaders, mm-hmm. from over 60 countries.
Wow. Do you know where most of those countries are, what parts of the world they're from? Do you know that right off the top of your head?
Sure. I think that most of our support comes from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, Latin America. We have some very active leaders in Africa. But I would say primarily it's the Western Hemisphere and Europe.
Okay.
Although increasingly the Russians are getting involved. I'm going to be speaking at a demographic summit in a city about 500 miles east of Moscow in September. The city is Ulyanovsk. And we had our first demographic summit in conjunction with some of our Russian friends. We had our first World Congress of Families demographic summit in Moscow last May. Not this past May, but May of 2011.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess the only part of the world where we don't have substantial support is Asia. Although we do have some people in the Philippines,
okay.
who are very active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear quite a bit out of the Philippines in where they're fighting abortion laws and such as that. I've read that recently.
That's correct.
Where that's been a major
emphasis
with them.
One of the activists that we work with in the Philippines is Francisco Tatad,
mm-hmm.
who's the former majority leader in the Philippine Senate.
Wow. Do you speak Russian? I'm just curious.
Do I speak Russian? No.
Pardon?
No, not at all.
Okay, I was just curious. You said you were going to Russia, not that.
Well, I'm sure
an interpreter.
They'll have a translator.
Though. Well, right, yeah. You brought up Latin America. How about South America? Is there much support from the South American countries?
Yes. Christine Vollmer, who's a member of the World Congress of Families Management Committee, is based in Venezuela.
Okay.
We had speakers at our last Congress from all over Central and South America.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this was our second Congress in a Spanish-speaking country. So there was great representation from Central and South America.
And there are a lot of countries down there that are under assault when it comes to the homosexual agenda, pushing same-sex marriage.
Yes.
And,
yes, that's right.
And again, they're predominantly Catholic countries also. And I cannot remember the name of the country that this U.S. ambassador, I think she's actually a lesbian, wrote a letter to, I think it was a letter to the editor, and advocating for quote-unquote gay rights. And, of course, it was one of Obama's appointees who she was. But
yes.
I can't remember the name of the country. It was Latin America, I think, in Latin America somewhere.
Yeah, well, the Obama administration is riddled with homosexual activists.
Over 200 is my understanding. Yeah,
just about every level, mm-hmm. which, to be blunt about it, Barack Obama is a confirmed leftist.
Mm-hmm.
The left's agenda, the agenda of the ACLU, of Planned Parenthood, of the National Abortion Rights Action League, of People for the American Way, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the left's agenda is his agenda.
Yeah.
I have never come across a single instance where he's deviated one iota from that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. His policies, what he's pushing, definitely reflects that. It's no doubt.
Diane, whether it's abortion or pornography or gun ownership or illegal immigration, whatever the issue happens to be, Obama toes the line.
Yeah, there's no question about that. His determination that there will be no defunding of Planned Parenthood goes, as you're saying, right along with the abortion issue, is pushing of abortion. If people wanted to contact you or contact the World Congress of Families, how could they do that?
It's very easy, Diane. The website is www.worldcongress, one word, .org. Very easy to remember. www, obviously, .worldcongress, one word, .org.
Okay, worldcongress.org. Then there's email. They can contact.
They can get past issues of our newsletter,
okay.
including the current issue, the July-August issue. They can read about our past congresses. There are copies of speeches online. They can get introductory literature, like Introducing the World Congress of Families. So whatever they need, it's there.
Okay, it's
online.
All right there. And you plan on being in Sydney, Australia next year?
Our Congress in Sydney is mid-May.
Okay.
of 2013. That'll be World Congress of Families 7. And then it looks like World Congress of Families 8 will be the following year, 2014, in Moscow.
I've always wanted to go to Australia, but there's too much water between here and there for me.
Long flight.
I know.
But
there's a lot of water, though.
I think that the organizers will be able to get some good fares for people coming from the Western Hemisphere.
Wow. That's neat that there's this effort going on, and there's definitely the need for a coordinated effort to protect family values and to protect life worldwide. And just to know that there's this group of nations that have come together to form an international, worldwide, pro-family effort. To me, it's very good news, and I appreciate your work in that. And I encourage your listeners to go to worldcongress.org for additional information. And Don, thanks for your time, and keep up the good work.
Well, Diane, thank you for the opportunity, and I want you to know that I appreciate everything that you do.
Okay. Hey, take care.
You too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.